Welcome back. It's a Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Call. And the war on Americans by what was once at least its own government, now taken over by tyrannical insurgents. Call them whatever kind of ist you want, but it continues. Anyway, even the Waystream headlines are telling that story today. But what's definitely more important is what none of the headlines are covering, because you probably won't even be allowed to hear about it until it's a fait accompli. I'm talking, of course, about the so-called World Health Organization. How's that for a whopper? And their global pandemic treaty, including a plan for mandatory universal digital passport and ID systems. You could also accurately call it the Mark of the Beast system. But the point is, it's almost certainly already a done deal. I've been looking for updates this week. Honestly, I haven't seen too much in the way of actual new news. As is becoming obvious, Big Brother certainly has guns to confiscate first before they drop that bomb on the American populace. But the Gateway Pundit does have an update that says, yep, this week, global elitists and other tyrants from around the world are gathered in Davos, Switzerland for the WHO's annual World Health Assembly. The Biden regime has already planted the next seeds of tyranny there, and while convened, all 194 WHO member countries are set to vote on these major amendments to so-called international health regulations that are intended to effectively strip away all power from once sovereign countries and turn it over to the WHO's Global Health Board in the absolutely certain event of the next pandemic. Probably folks already coming to a theater near you. And if you can't say monkeypox, there are lots of other candidates too. But at least the tabletop simulations seem to point to this one as the current favorite. Because the booga booga pox has got to be scarier than the booga booga flu. Attorney Thomas Renz rightfully says it would be the end of American sovereignty. And that's true of every one of those other 193 countries as well. Because the WHO intends to be granted sole authority over what constitutes a pandemic. And we saw how well they did last time around. You know they've learned from those mistakes, and the next one will be even more totalitarian. As Julian Conradson notes, just about anything now qualifies as, quote, an existential threat to public health, including but not limited to misinformation, i.e. what were once called facts, science, understanding, and, oh yeah, even scripture, parents daring to protest what's being done to their kids at school boards, and, of course, let's not forget free speech, which is now mislabeled as racism. But come to think of it, so is mathematics, or the ability to understand cause and effect. All of this should terrify every American, they suggest. I don't think it should terrify us, folks, but I do think it certainly ought to help us wake up to the evil that's already been unleashed. Yes, the changes include plans for a mandatory and universal vaccine passport system overseen by WHO? They've even already contracted a German company called T-Systems. Is that short for Tyranny Systems? I can't help but wonder. To develop the Mark of the Beast technology, and that's how confident they are that the measures will be approved. According to Garrett Mell, the czar of the Ministry of Digital Health and Innovation for WHO, the new universal system is intended to issue a QR code digital ID to every single person on the planet, whether they like it or not. They'll be tamper-proof and digitally verifiable in order to, get this, build trust. And it'll also be part of, quote, future vaccination campaigns and home-based records. And if you don't have the records, it's not your home anymore. This story notes that, yep, if you consider the fact that the Biden regime purposefully hid all of these proposed amendments to the so-called treaty, which doesn't, of course, actually have to be ratified by the United States Senate, folks. But come to think of it, the traitors pushing that lie don't think the rest of the Bill of Rights, or even the Constitution itself, matters anyway. When it was submitted in January of this year, skipping any pretense of so-called democratic process, and the proposal was only made public months later and right before the WHO Assembly itself, we're way, way beyond impeachable offense, they note. This is, in fact, treason. And this is, in fact, why they're so hot to disarm you so fast. And let's not forget, while they're at it, open the borders to invasion, start a civil war, and, of course, a nuclear war, too. That'll help distract people from the other ways that they want you dead. Like famine and destroying the food supply chain. Here's one more quick story on that score from local coverage in London, Ontario, Canada, saying a fire broke out Monday morning at the plant in London, causing significant damage to a Cargill, Canada poultry processing plant after a major blaze ignited at the facility. The damage was described as substantial. Doesn't sound like anybody was killed, but that's yet to come. Meanwhile, the plant processes, or processed, I should say, more than 100,000 chickens per day, and had at least a headcount of 900 workers. Now that Big Brother and his media sycophants have moved on to the next plandemic, we can at least talk a bit more about the last one. Here's a piece from Peter Straub via the Epoch Times saying the increase in deaths not attributed to the COVID-1984 plandemic in the working age population during the summer and the fall of last year hit a whole lot of people. According to life insurance data, mortality among white-collar workers jumped 24 incredible percent between 2020 and 21, of which less than 64% was actually attributable, directly at least, to the Booga Booga flu itself. That's hardly the case, though, when it comes to the poison poke. In the blue-collar sector, mortality was up 19%, with most of that, at least supposedly, attributed to COVID-19. And, as the Epoch Times notes they previously reported, prime age mortality, ages 18 through 49, was particularly elevated in the 12 months ending October of the year of the poison poke, 2021, compared to the same period pre-bioweapon. And the excess death spike amounted to more than 40% among that age group, of which the vast majority were not attributable to COVID-19, but no such claim can rationally be made when it comes to the mRNA not vaccine unleashed in response to it. Which brings me to this story. Admittedly, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. Ethan Huff and the fact that Natural News is reporting it, maybe not so much, but the headline ought to at least raise some eyebrows. CNN, what? The criminally negligent network itself? Yeah, they're now publicly asking, it says, whether or not mRNA injections could have, are you sitting down, caused the current COVID wave, exactly as everybody that's been paying attention has been suggesting was a genuine possibility, at minimum, from day one. Pigs might now be flying, it says, since fake news giant CNN is admitting, well, in a surprising turn of events anyway, that the Wuhan coronavirus not vaccines may actually be causing, yeah, you heard that right, the constant and continual waves of COVID infection, or is it just spike protein factories run amok that are being reported all over the globe, after denying, and then denying some more that the jabs are doing anything other than, quote, saving lives, what a joke that is, CNN is finally beginning to question the legitimacy of the baseless government claim that the Fauci flu shots are, say it with me folks, safe and effective. According to CNN, scientists are urgently trying to solve another piece of the immunity puzzle. How's that for soft-peddling the truth? Concerning messenger RNA technology and its apparent propensity for making things worse, lots worse in a lot of cases, rather than better, as far as whatever is laughably now called public health is concerned. CNN speculates that the, quote, drop-off in our protection against the Chinese virus might, oh, could you possibly believe this, might be the result of mRNA injections from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, which were the first in the world to use this platform, unquote, and to unleash it on a gullible experimental population of guinea pigs. Tony Fauci, they note, has decided to chime in as well, but in his usual deceitful way, saying, quote, we got a really great platform with mRNA, but it has to try to be better, because it's not exactly producing the health outcomes that he has been promising. And if you were gullible enough to believe what Tony Fauci was promising, oh, it's kind of sad to say, isn't it? Let's just put it this way. Some people never learn. But when it comes to trying to wallpaper over a deadly lie, folks, listen to this. Quote, the United States is at a point in the plandemic, and they spelled it wrong, where now health officials are grappling with the fact that to maintain immunity against COVID-19 in the community, the nation will either need to administer booster shots on a regular, possibly annual basis, or will need to roll out an entirely new, and you knew this was coming, didn't you? Vaccine altogether. Yeah, unquote, and that's CNN's latest claim. On his Substack, Alex Berenson writes, what you're seeing here are the first steps toward an official acknowledgement that the mRNA vaccines have failed, and new vaccines are coming, sooner or later. And maybe it's because people are waking up. So few folks have been duped into taking the increasingly ever more onerous booster shots still being pushed by the illegitimate puppet regime in the swamp. The program will likely fall by the wayside and disappear over coming months, only to be replaced by, yeah, you know it, something new and better and, yep, still mandatory though. Says Berenson, quote, "They may even be cynical enough to blame those of us who were right all along for said vaccine hesitancy," unquote, and tell me something we couldn't see coming. Concludes Natural News, "The whole thing was and is a dangerous scam, and the reality of this is now slowly even being admitted by the likes of CNN. Wrote a commentator for Berenson's Substack, "The harm is monstrous all over the globe, with people's immune systems now seriously compromised, and every major scientist who warned about this has been banned." You know the names, folks. Geert Vandenbosch was one. Michael Yeadon, Montagnier, McCulloch, Moore, Pfizer knew. Naomi Wolf found the empty brackets for a total of 6 boosters. Pfizer knew all of this. They lied, and the FDA and CDC have been helping them in the criminal cover-up and arguably biggest act of mass attempted murder at minimum and successful mass murder, in all likelihood, in world history. So, let's come full circle, and I'll say it again. This is why, folks, it is so vital that everybody who knows what's going on be disarmed before the masses of people wake up and realize who really not only wants them dead, but may have actually succeeded. If this comes out, there'll be a whole lot of really pissed off walking dead. And the responsible parties know darn well they don't want them having anything even semi-auto in their hot little hands at that point. So let's turn again to the grave dancing that's so shamelessly going on over the bodies of dead kids in Uvalde, Texas, in that government-mandated gun-free killing zone. So when it comes to shameless, there are plenty to pick from, but let's start here with former so-called Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, whose arguably only real qualification for any office in a socialist country is his proud open advocacy of sodomy. Why, he seems to hate those strictures in the Bible almost as much as he hates the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. But as Zero Hedge and others' coverage points out, he's nothing if not shameless and downright disgusting, too. He crashed a press conference by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday, interrupting that solemn event to push for what else? More gun confiscation following the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He shouted and screamed like the maniac that he is, claiming that the time to stop the next shooting is now, and you are doing nothing. What, you mean like encouraging more people to do exactly the same thing in gun-free killing zones? Anyway, this is on you, he shrieked. To which, gotta give him credit, the mayor of Uvalde, Don McLaughlin, shouted back, "You're out of line. I can't believe," and I'm gonna quote him exactly here, folks, so don't be offended. What you ought to be offended at is what's going on. "I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch who would come to a deal like this to make a political issue," unquote. Well, sadly, the mayor obviously hasn't been watching this guy. We need to believe it. They're not only dancing on the graves, folks, they're responsible. And they're jonesing for more. And if you think I'm kidding or even exaggerating on that score, stay with me. Meanwhile, though, I want to cover a couple related stories first to set the stage. After O'Rourke was removed from that press conference, he also threatened that these events will, quote, continue to happen, and blamed Abbott for failing to, quote, stand up to the people of Texas. Yeah, as if their God-given rights are what he needs to stand against, like those who hate everything that the Bill of Rights once protected, like Beto. All Texans, he implied, were at fault for the death of the children. According to TGP's coverage, he even soft-pedaled the evil of the perpetrator himself, saying the, quote, only evil thing is what he, meaning Abbott, not the actual people who did the killing, mind you, continues to do to the people of this state. Like, again, honor his oath, protect their God-given rights, and stand up to the likes of tyrants and traitors like you? This is unbelievable, folks, but we had better start believing it, because they are up in the ante, literally, every single day. Given all of that, the headline from the gun control pushing UK Daily Mail is at least interesting. Texas cops, it says, are accused of ignoring, and they put it in all caps, woman's frantic pleas to storm the elementary school as 19 children were being shot dead inside, with the dad of one victim saying, quote, they didn't do a darn thing until it was far too late. The father of a 10-year-old girl murdered in that gun-free killing zone Texas classroom, Jacinto Casare, whose daughter Jacqueline was among the 19 there, has demanded to know why the alleged lone gunman was able to rampage through the school for 90 full minutes until he was finally shot dead by somebody who wasn't even among the responding cops. As you've probably heard by now, and I talked about yesterday, it was a Border Patrol agent who literally came, rushed in without backup, and did what needed to be done, even if it meant he got injured in the process. Meanwhile, onlookers urged the police to enter the building, but they did not, it says. The first 911 call was received 90 minutes earlier than the final resolution, 11:30 a.m., which said then that a man had emerged from a crash vehicle with a long rifle and a backpack. Said Cazares to ABC News, there was at least 40 lawmen armed to the teeth, but didn't do a darn thing until it was far too late, unquote. And he added, the situation could have been over quick if they had better tactical training, and we as a community witnessed it firsthand. Cazares even said he wanted answers from local authorities as to why the shooter was not stopped before or during the attack. And, of course, they knew about it, as is so often the case, a long time in advance. He added, I'm a gun owner, and I do not blame the weapons used in this tragedy. So, here we go. When it comes to shameless grave dancing on the bodies of innocent children in order to advance their totalitarian political agenda, we've got obvious SOBs like Beto O'Rourke. We've got people who hate the Bill of Rights with every fiber of their being and have spent their political career trying to undermine the once free government of the United States, like the evil senator from New York, Chucky Schumer, who didn't even wait for the kids' bloodstains to be cleaned up from the walls of the gun-free killing zone before introducing yet more anti-constitutional so-called legislation that'll make the next mass murder just that much easier, and, more importantly, the next mass lockdown. But sometimes, the most stupid among them are so intent on dancing on the graves that they even slip and let the truth come out every now and then. You may recall, for example, how Eric Swalwell from California once famously threatened the American people with nukes if they wouldn't turn over their guns. Well, he's at it again. Here, appearing on NBC with one of the worst sycophants that they've got, and that's saying a lot, is one of the worst communists in Congress, Eric Swalwell of the People's Republic of California. This is a guy who famously got caught sleeping with Chinese spy Fang Fang while he sat on a House Intelligence Committee, for crying out loud, and gave her access to who knows how much secret information. But when it comes to treason, he clearly hates the Bill of Rights even more than he loves sleeping with the enemy. And he's still pushing for gun control and confirmation that would make the Third Reich jealous. Let's start off with his biggest joke line. Oh no, we're not trying to infringe the Second Amendment. We just want it gone.
We're not saying gun control. Now, why don't we just have gun discipline in this country? The crazy idea that the most dangerous weapons shouldn't end up in the hands of the most dangerous people.
Yeah, that's why we put the nuclear football in the hands of one of the most insane, evil, and yet senile criminals in American history. But on the 80% truth scale, that's not all. He goes on to talk about his kids and how he has to lie to them, too, not just his constituents.
I find myself in a position where I'm lying to my kids. And every parent in America right now is lying to their kids. If you're telling your kid they're going to be safe at their school and everything's going to be okay, it's a lie.
And that's as close as this guy ever gets to actually speaking the truth. But wait a minute, aren't schools gun-free zones? Why, if there's any place that ought to show how well complete gun prohibition, not just assault weapons, but everything works, it's the Bill of Rights-free, gun-free schools. Let's hear that comment again, because this is precisely what they're doing. And it's kind of nice to see them, even when they're trying to lie, actually come out and admit it.
Now, why don't we just have gun discipline in this country? The crazy idea that the most dangerous weapons shouldn't end up in the hands of the most dangerous people.
He's nailed it. That's why they disarm all of the good ones, put the most dangerous ones on SSRIs and other mass murder drugs, and then turn them loose in gun-free killing zones.
And who wants to lie to their kids?
That's our job, and we lie to you too, of course. Now, this next comment, I'm going to tell you up front, folks, honestly. I edited it because he wants to blame the Republican Party, which is at least partly true because they haven't stopped this insanity. But blaming your enemy is a totalitarian tradition, right out of Mein Kampf and Rules for Radicals. You do something nasty, and of course, who do you blame? Your opponent. And this guy's not really that good at it, but he's certainly shameless. After all, anybody with integrity would have certainly resigned from the House Select Committee on Intelligence, and arguably his seat in Congress, too, after being caught sleeping with a communist Chinese spy. But if you take out the part where he blames people who try to oppose their evil, this is the truth that's left. And listen to him come right out and say it.
But right now, the truth is, not by a policy defect, but by design, every kid in every classroom is exposed and vulnerable to a shooting.
And that, folks, is the closest to the actual truth you're ever going to hear come out of any of these acolytes of evil. If you don't care about your kids' education, you put them in the public cesspools. And if you don't care about their lives, you put them in a gun-free killing zone where those who want them dead in every way you can imagine, first by abortion, then by lethal injecticide, and then by mass murder so that they can dance on their graves and then disarm you as a result. And if we can't by now see what they're doing, when they're outright admitting it and rubbing your faces in it, all the while preparing a future for you that makes the concentration camps of World War II look kind of tame by comparison, I'm going to come right out and say it. Americans will get what they're working so hard to deserve.
But right now, the truth is, not by a policy defect, but by design, every kid in every classroom is exposed and vulnerable to a shooting.
So no, parents, you slaves, you, nothing you can do is going to protect those children. And he dismisses some lesser solutions with straw man arguments, like improved mental health, without bothering to note the effect of mass murder drugs on a population that's been groomed to do exactly the kind of thing we're seeing now. And of course, he's not about to suggest that we turn away from policies that are so demonstrably anti-effective. The only solution, the only one we have any interest in, is the one adopted by Mao, Stalin, and Hitler.
And what's going to protect them is to not allow dangerous people.
And you know that means you, don't you? If you don't, just keep listening.
Is to not allow dangerous people to have access to firearms. What's going to protect them is to not allow assault weapons in our community. And what's going to protect them is to have background checks, violent history checks on every firearm purchase. This is by design that this happens. It's not a defect at all.
It is by design that this happened. And they're even getting better at it with practice. They're going to keep on escalating, and they'll kill as many kids, and indeed, they want to kill as many people as possible to bring in their Fourth Reich. And they're awfully close. We certainly can't wrap up a day like this one without at least trying to connect a few dots. Given the mass media hysteria and the grave dancing that's going on over the latest gun-free killing zone mass murder, isn't it amazing, albeit not surprising, that this corresponds with the Biden regime and the international globalist tyrant cabal all conspiring to slam down new pandemic regulations and override the sovereignty of almost every nation on the planet? And since every American who hasn't been drinking the COVID Kool-Aid is almost certain to say no to that, and most of those are still armed, they've got a problem, and they're working hard to pull out the liberty teeth of any potential resistance. So, another coincidence, we've talked about this one, Mike Adams makes note of it for Natural News. Last year, an international biosecurity conference in Munich simulated a global pandemic involving an unusual strain of, oh, guess what, monkeypox. And yeah, you already know when it was scheduled to appear, well, right when it did. Mid-May 2022, just like Bill Gates' Event 201 pandemic simulation exercise announced Fauci's novel coronavirus just months before they rolled it out. Which brings me to C.J. Hopkins and his salient observations about monkeypox mania. Yeah, lock yourselves inside your homes, break out your mask, your prophylactic face shields, switch off what's left of your critical faculties, and prepare yourselves to follow the science, yeah, right over the cliff. Just as these survivors of the simulated apocalyptic plague of 2020 and 21 were crawling up out of their bunkers and starting to build the world back better, here we have yet another biblical pestilence, apparently, oh so coincidentally, unleashed on humanity at just the perfect time. Never mind that the dreaded monkeypox, endemic to Central and Western Africa, has circulated among pouched rats, squirrels, dormice, and other rodents, and has in fact been affecting humans for centuries or millennia, and thus far hasn't been a threat to civilization. Well, the needs of the Great Reset tyrants are different today. The puppet president says everybody should be concerned. The WHO calls it a multi-country monkeypox outbreak, and you know what that means for their new powers. Belgium has introduced a mandatory quarantine. CDC has gone to alert level 2. Balanced precautions are recommended in Big Apple Tyranny Central. The nexus of the probably most paranoid mask-wearing quadruple vaccinated fanatics on the planet. And only Biden's God knows what other horrors they've got planned. And says Hopkins, as Yogi Berra famously put it, it's like deja vu all over again. He gets around to asking the important question about the end of this piece. Do we really believe that the masses are still stupid enough to be duped into doing the same thing all over again, and this time expect a different result? Well, if you're watching the school shooting situation, folks, and see what happens in gun-free killing zones and who's dancing on those graves, you know that we should never underestimate the power of human stupidity. It's time to be very watchful. and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.